This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew the Apprentice and James Finlay are with you. This last Sunday was the Vic Leather AGM. Crowd gathered down at Hares and Hyenas and saw the stepping down after a couple of years of Sue Taylor, who has been, of course, the past president. And a new president has stepped up. And Con Karadaris is the new president of Vic Leather. Good evening, Con.
Oh, thank you very much, boys. It's great to be here.
So, how's it feel being the now the leader of the Vic Leather community?
Leader of the pack.
Leader of the pack, yeah.
Leader of the pack, I quite like. it has been a progressive move, I must admit. I've been involved with the board now for a good year and a half, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And having run under Sue Taylor as vice president for a year was fantastic. And I must admit, Sue has done an absolutely amazing job, not only from the formulation of Vic Leather, which is only really about 3 years old now.
Yeah.
But in...
Really? Wow.
Yeah, no, there certainly have been other leather groups here in Melbourne, but Vic Leather itself is only around about 3 years old. I guess with any community group, you'll always have the initial period where you're seeking traction, where you're seeking community acceptance and recognition. And unfortunately, in the history of Vic Leather, there were a few personalities that had particular bents of, for example, having our own Leatherman competition, and a few other issues of personalities, etc. It's just, it's part of the course, you know.
Yeah.
Seriously, it just happens again and again. You see that. And so,
to in any organization or group, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to Sue's credit, great credit, that she held the boat together so well, to the point where we now really are getting a lot of recognition and I guess goodwill for our success and our continued growth from not only our sponsors but and our members, but the community generally, which is really heartening. I'm so indebted to Sue and what she's achieved in that time, and so I guess happy that Vic Leather now has the opportunity to really grow in great ways.
How long have you been involved in leather? How long have you been in the leather?
Into leather. I've been, I guess it would be around about 15 years now.
Right.
It really initiated with a boyfriend that I had, Mark. We were living in Sydney. Mm-hmm. He certainly had a strong interest in there. And of course, you know, it's just a little bit of rope that ties you and then gets you involved. And
yeah, quite literally, I guess.
Well, you're entranced from that point on. It was a great relationship. Went on for about 12 years. But Mark certainly showed me a lot of what leather can and is, can be and what it is. And I guess in the Sydney scene at that time, going back, it was a really exciting period where Inquisition as a dance party had great traction and following and really put on some pretty amazing events.
Right.
In places like the Horden Pavilion and the Dome, etc. they really were the heyday. And I guess from there, I moved back to Melbourne. Mark followed me. We weren't so much into the leather scene here in Melbourne. Mm. And the opportunity came up with both Sue and Linda Horn approaching me as friends and saying, hey, do you want to get back involved? Those two pretty girls, how could I say no? And so it really has been a great experience getting back into something that I really do appreciate and know quite well. And more importantly, having now, I guess, the confidence and the connections to really start propelling the whole concept of what this community group can be.
So what was, so can you describe the Sydney leather community 10, 15 years ago? What stood out to you as being the key components of that community?
I guess it was the extent of following. There really was a core group of guys, but the fundamental difference, I think, between Sydney and Melbourne is that the integration of women in the Sydney scene seems organic. And that's one thing that I really find challenging here in Melbourne is that separation of women's and men's venues. It's a taken. It's something that I'd certainly like to, if I can, influence and break down and have that unity once again that I experienced and enjoyed so much in Sydney. But it is a definite observation I make here in Melbourne.
Okay.
Just going back to Sydney as it was back then, there was Inquisition where maybe they could get about 5,000-7,000 people to a party each year. SLP, wow. Sydney Leather Pride, was pretty much in its heyday. There was Manacle, which was over at Taylor Square, and many other bars around, and also subculture parties. I guess Wolf Club started around that time with Stephen Atkins running them, and that continues here, both in Melbourne and in Sydney, more so in Sydney than Melbourne. I guess it was just the point of height where people were happy to go out to big dance parties. That just doesn't seem to happen as much anymore, not only in the leather scene, but in other scenes
just
as well.
Just generally, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Inquisition, 5,000 to 7,000 people. What I haven't really heard about Inquisition much at all. I mean, I know the name, but I have not had it described to me much. Well, so like a big party back then, was it purely leather?
There certainly was a dress requirement of leather, and I guess there was a bit of a fetish element, but the majority, and I'd say maybe 90-95, close to 100%, would be in leather. And sure, nowadays people branch out into other fetishes such as your latex, right down to uniform,
yep,
sportswear, etc. But I guess there was an appreciation for that whole separation of your everyday reality and getting down to something that is really quite sexy, a little bit out of the ordinary. And I guess we're kind of moving on to that whole concept of people who approach leather as a fashion, possibly. But there seemed to be a good sense of ownership. It really wasn't that whole concept of fashion. I guess what I'm otherwise saying is people who would relish the opportunity of wearing their fetish,
yeah,
but only on occasion rather than having it as a lifestyle.
Yeah, right.
Hide
and seek. So sexy it hurts.
James Finlay and Andrew the Apprentice with you on Hide and Seek. And the new president of Vic Leather is in the studio with us, Con, who actually, great voice for radio. Have you done much reading?
Thank you. Now, the funny thing is that I've got all these SMSs from friends of mine saying, you sound like the guy from The Bachelor. I have. I've had so many people. It's like, do I look like The Bachelor? What do you think, guys?
It's a haircut, I guess.
It's I just don't dig the girls. That's it.
Neither do we.
No.
Now, we were talking about your love of leather and where you... Well, how it came about, really, and the glory days of leather. And I guess later on we'll talk about whether we might be seeing a return to some glory days, perhaps.
Well, that's kind of my aim. That's really why I guess all of my effort is being pushed towards events like the Black Ball, etc., which we'll come back to later on. But let's go back to what we're talking
Inquisition,
about.
Inquisition, yeah.
Inquisition itself, and I guess the scene in Sydney as well. But if we look at Inquisition, there's one party in particular, which was in the Horden Pavilion, an enormous hall over in Sydney at the showgrounds. What you had around the dance floor were shipping containers, just oddly arranged in a circular form. And discreetly, incidentally, you would find the doors open up and there would be a show. It could be a show of someone having their back pierced with long needles, and at the end there would be feathers arranging in the form of a pair of angel wings. Or you would have a team of like five guys being fist fucked, or someone else being whipped or beaten. But it was also incidental. It just happened. And if you were there, you saw it. Right down to things like there were DJs in the toilets.
Performing in the toilets?
Well, I was spinning desks.
Yeah, right.
Discs, should I say. But I guess that harks back to the days where You also had the opportunity of engaging in sex in the toilet areas. But right. Now, of course, with Fox Studios having taken over the showgrounds, that's forbidden.
Yes, yes, of course. But
no, no one does anything.
No.
No. But those fluoros are way too bright anyway.
it's amazing that really to think that that many people, 5 to 7,000 people would go to a leather party.
Well, see, that was really the following. And I guess it was the heyday, if we can go down this path of discussion, where, the party drugs were so much better and I guess a little more prevalent or accessible. It was basically the peak of the enjoyment of the ecstasy period. And it wasn't so much as it is now the whole thing of having ice on the street, which is a lot less engaging. A lot more insular. You generally find people staying at home and playing on their grinder, which is, listen, I make no judgment on it. But all I really identify is the whole concept of social inclusion and social commitment and just getting out there and enjoying the whole process. Just quickly moving on to my vision for what I really hope with Vic Leather, and maybe it's a noble one, a very big one, is just bringing back those good days where people feel welcome in a party situation, where there really is little judgment of where people come from or what their understanding is of what leather is. Just some really good DJs, some really good producers putting parties on. So mm-hmm. Let me quickly move towards Black Ball. So our flagship party, this is everything that we put towards in terms of energy and funding. The Black Ball party, we've now secured a date of November 15.
Right.
Venue here in the city. We have a license through till 4 a.m. It's a great venue, which is a subterranean, meaning underground, venue. We have, you may have heard of DJ Papa Tom, who yes, has yes. successfully run both the Fur and the Nurse Betty parties.
Mm-hmm.
Called him in to help me find venues and help select DJs. This is certainly not a Nurse Betty party. Tom is helping me out in organizing the structure around the party, and we'll be running with the elements, the major elements of it. Looking at a really good set of DJs, having a really good producer behind us, a very good venue, and a large capacity with a late license.
Yeah.
I certainly hope that people buy into it, because it will be produced particularly well. And my aim, and I'm pretty sure it will happen, is that this party will be a sellout.
And that's, how do we get the guys and girls, because the Vic Leather is open to all. And as is Black Ball.
It's not just a gay thing.
No.
Absolutely not. Gay. I guess by gay, you're talking about gay boys.
Yeah.
It's very much in our charter that we are totally inclusive. There may well be the opportunity of parties which are singular sex going yep. forward. Mm-hmm. And that's something that in surveys that we've previously conducted that our members have indicated that they would like. It's not something that I've passed through the board as yet. And so I guess there needs to be a little more discussion and clarification of where we really head. But our main thrust, our principal thrust, is very much inclusion.
And so how do we get the guys and girls off their apps and out of their homes to go to and participate in community?
Well, as I say, the things that I'm really aiming for is getting a really good producer who has successfully put on big, big parties and fun parties where people want to go. You know, Nurse Betty has had a really strong following. Fur is a successful party again and again. Getting some good, I would call them old school, and maybe that's the wrong term, but DJs who really know how to whip a crowd, who really engage with a crowd and look at how the crowd is enjoying themselves and tune the music particularly, rather than someone who will come in and say, this is the genre that I like, this is what I've been paid to do, and this is what I will do, mm-hmm. regardless of the outcome. We're spending a lot of money in terms of the fit out, in terms of sound, the sound quality, the lighting, and of course the selection of venue. At the end of the day, it really is more about turning to people that I personally know, and in turn people they know, to just push the party along. And at the end of the day, it really is scoring successes again and again and building it up over time. You know, the social scene here in Melbourne has really become quite sallow, I'd mm-hmm. suggest, where major parties really don't seem to do particularly well. I'm hoping, with all my effort anyway, and the committee behind me, that we can somehow change that.
Obviously, Blackball is a once-a-year thing. Obviously, and also Vic Leather run monthly meet and greets and other community events. How do we get the community, people of the leather community, to go along to these things on a regular basis?
For me, my concept is that it's all about social... what's the word? Not so much awareness, but presence. So what we'll be doing quite regularly now is engaging with the Laird Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing their sausage sizzle. I can never quite get that out. gig once a month.
Okay.
But more importantly, it's the big hallmark things, such as one thing I've decided... As I say, there always was an intent to have a competition of our own, a Leatherman competition. But I thought to myself, rather than reinvent the wheel, particularly when it's rolling so well, with something like the Laird Man House Leatherman competition, why don't we buy into that? Why don't we actually push it along and make it big?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But coming back to our charter of being both male and female, then also creating a female leather competition. Woman. And that's very much in a charter with, that we're moving forward with, where I have two committee members, specifically and solely working on the creation of that, as well as maybe four others who are very sympathetic and previous committee members.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it's safer that a lot of people think that, you know, when people think of leather, they just automatically think of gay men. But I know that the women on the wet spot... Yes. On Monday nights, like, you know, quite interested in the bit of leather.
Sammy's very much a leather girl herself, she's very much part of our proceedings, and she's a lot of fun.
If you don't know what we're talking about, the Wet Spot is essentially Hide and Seek's sister program here on Joy 94.9, 9 o'clock on Mondays.
Mm. It's for the women.
It is for the women.
I've tried to get on, and they say, no, you're not a girl.
Yeah,
come on. It's like, can you get me on the phone? Nah. It ain't going to happen.
That's all right. That's why we exist.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew and James are with you on your program for exploring sex, sexuality, and self. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us, 0427-JOY949, or email onair@joy.org.au. We've got Con, the Vic President...
President of Victoria.
That's it. Get it out right.
The president, the new president of Vic Leather. Now, Con, speaking of community events, Sunday, the 5th of September. No, Friday the 5th of September.
Friday the 5th. We have a screening of a fantastic documentary, which is a really fun little film called Folsom Forever. Kind of timely in light of the fact that in 3 weeks' time, I'll be there over in San Francisco with my best mate, Luke, if you're listening, for Folsom.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. But this documentary, I believe we have a... pretty exclusive screening. My understanding is that this is otherwise earmarked for Queer Film Festival.
Oh, wow.
Next year.
Oh, right.
Oops.
Sorry, Lisa.
Lisa, if I've got that wrong, I apologize, but listen, I'll talk it up. So it's over at Hares and Hyenas.
Yep.
We have tickets available through our website, that is vicleather.org.au. It's basically a little doco about the history of Folsom, where it started from, and how crazy, kinky, and cheeky, I guess, it is nowadays.
Of course, Folsom, we should explain.
Because I saw this.
James did come in this evening and go, so what's Folsom?
Yeah.
So Folsom is the big Folsom Street Fair. Folsom Street Fair is held on the 3rd or 4th, I can't remember.
Third
Sunday of every September in San Francisco on Folsom Street, which is the hub of the leather community. You know, Mr. S Leather is just off Folsom. There's a lot of bars along Folsom which cater for the leather community, and it's the now annual gathering of the leather community worldwide, really.
Yeah, and a lot of fun. Apparently, it stretches across 13 blocks.
Wow. Have you been before?
No.
Right.
I'm very much a virgin. So,
I'm sure you won't. Well, you won't be after you go, because you'd have been there, of course.
What are the willing participants? Take me.
I did go to Folsom a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yes, yes. No, it's really good. You see all sorts there. It is okay. Open for everybody.
Can you elaborate there?
Yeah. Well, look, obviously it's San Francisco, so you can, you know, there'll be guys just walking in chaps without even a jockstrap on. There will be guys without anything on at all. There'll be women without anything on at all. There'll be.
Does it happen in the Castro?
No, up the Castro's further away.
Okay. But I have been to San Francisco, but I can't remember where this place
is. It really spans quite a few blocks. It's an enormous, enormous party.
Yeah.
And it's
south of Market.
Right, okay.
Although the Folsom event itself is a single day, you have many parties hanging off, should I say, the week before and the week after.
Yeah,
right,
the main dance party, of course, is Magnitude, where I think I've been told it's around about 5,000 people who'll go to that party.
Yeah, I think Magnitude this year, I think, is, as it was last year, is over on Treasure Island.
That's right.
Yeah. Which is halfway between San Francisco and Oakland. But yeah, look, it's a huge event. It gets... I don't know how the numbers it gets, but it obviously is open for everybody, and by that we also mean that there is the bit of a touristy element to it. People who are not into kink do go along just to check it out.
Oh, check out the freak show.
Mm. Yeah. A little bit of that. Although, of course, it's hard to tell. They may be there for that. They may also be exploring their own sexuality.
That's true.
For the first time.
A lot of the people...
Everyone has a starting point, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I guess the beauty and what I'm really excited about, the concept of, you know, city streets opening up for people's own personal identity, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all without fear. You know, you're around people where you feel quite safe because other people are doing much the same, and you really get the opportunity to just kind of go, well, listen, this is me. You know, behind closed doors, this is what I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And that's pretty fucking cool.
The only thing as a word of caution here, Con, is when you're walking up and down the street, stay a little bit in from the edge, because people tend to be having orgies in the apartments above Folsom Street.
Well, there might be a bit of spray,
and therefore spray out over the crowd. So if you're not into that, look, you may be into that. That's fine. But if you're not into that, maybe just be a little bit further out
into the middle,
Luke,
right?
Yeah, Luke, are you hearing? Maybe a yellow raincoat for you, love.
Take a poncho.
Yes, take a poncho. But as we say, Folsom Forever is the documentary. It's being presented by Vic Leather and also Lucretia de Sade.
Yeah, one of our sponsors.
One of your sponsors. It is on...
Name rings a bell.
Friday, the 5th of September at 7 o'clock at Hares and Hyenas. So head to vicleather.org.au for more information on that. Nikon, as you said, you're heading over to Folsom in San Francisco, Folsom Street Fair. I mean, and Folsom have sort of franchised now a little bit as well. Of course, they have Folsom Europe, which is in Berlin, which unfortunately you're going to miss, you were saying?
Yeah, unfortunately, I just can't get away from my business the week earlier, which is when Berlin is on. But yes, that would have been a dream kind of ride. Nonetheless, my trip is going to take me from San Francisco, a week in there, probably about 10 days in New York. Because seriously, if you're that far up north, you really just got to go hang out over there. And then going across to Berlin. Berlin, my first time once again.
Right. That'll be tame after Folsom, I imagine.
No, I'm not so sure.
No, I think it's the other way around.
It very much is the other way around. Yes. I like the whole concept
As in normal Berlin?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So Folsom isn't as wild as we think it is?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, there just seems to be a sensibility about Europe generally. You know, the whole... You mentioned the word freak show a little bit earlier. Quite to my knowledge anyway, people will walk around in chaps without anything underneath, or with their bare ass out at least, and the locals just don't bat an eyelid.
No. Well, anything happens in Berlin.
Yeah. I mean, James, you've been to Berlin.
Many times.
Many, many, many times. What, including to some of the big parties.
No, I went to a couple.
Couple?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I did go out clubbing in Berlin,
What's it like? Is it as sexed?
No,
driven as
yeah, most reputation certainly is.
It is.
And there are gays everywhere. Like, you hop on Grindr, and the amount of people that are within, you know, 500 meters of you is, you know, pages worth sometimes. Like, it's ridiculous.
Sounds like the Varna to me.
Yeah. but yeah, it's incredible, and the, you know, Berlin's amazing anyway, and the clubs are amazing, the people are amazing.
So what is
just
it?
Be
is it the
careful.
Critical mass?
Stay wrapped up.
Well, yeah, exactly right. Is it critical mass that that makes the place so prevalent? So
well, this is my theory. Berlin's one of those places, one of those cities in the world where people go to when they feel like lost, or they feel like they're not connecting with the city that they're in. So Berlin is full of people who are a little bit different. And when you put a whole lot of people who are a little bit different in the same city, suddenly they're all quite the same. And they all have this thing in common, you know, whether it's being a sex-crazed, you know, sexaholic or whatever, or someone who's into leather. Like, the thing is, like, there are so many...
Not that look how animated is getting our level list.
I remember one night, because there's this website, I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, and it's got all the gay clubs on it, and it tells you what's on each night. And there's some... In Berlin, there's something on every single night. Like, it doesn't matter what night of the week it is. You can go out.
There is no Monday night, yeah.
No, there'll be some kind of party. And I remember we were going out on a Thursday or Friday, you know, a normal kind of night to go out. And it just so happened that, you know, five or six out of the seven clubs that were listed just happened to be their water sports night. You know, that many places had the water sports
and
night.
And they were all probably pumping.
There's all... And, you know, there's a night for everything. You know, every single week. Every single week. There's just... You'll never get bored in Berlin.
Every single week. So, how many weeks do I have to stay there?
You'll be lucky if you leave.
That's my fear.
Hide and seek. Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek, you're with James Finlay and Andrew the Apprentice for the last bit of Hide and Seek for tonight. In the studio with us is Con, the brand new president of Vic Leather. And it's nearly time for us to get out of here, but there's still a little bit of time left.
Now, Con, Vic Leather, you know, as we said, about 3 years old. 3-4 years old. It is open to everybody, but it is designed for those involved in a desire to participate in the leather community and the broader fetish community as well. So how do people get involved?
We have a regular gig each month called Gear Up over at the Yorkshire Hotel. Yorkshire Hotel being on Hoddle Street, just before Victoria Parade or Victoria Street over there. The fourth Friday of every month, starting at about 7 o'clock. Pretty cruisy. Cruisy, that has certain connotations, doesn't it? Let me take that back. It's a pretty casual affair. Certainly there's a dining room that pumps out some nice food, but it's just a very social gathering of people who are either committee members, our followers, or ordinary members, as we call them, or even those, and this, I think this is really important, those who have an interest or even a slight inkling and wanting to work out a little bit more. We certainly have our website, which is a good starting point as well, which has a list of all the leather-related events around Melbourne through our calendar. And of course, there are those particular events such as the screening of Folsom Forever, Blackball, etc., that we put on. You know, even with Hang on a sec. I remember now. What's our Mardi Gras here in Melbourne?
Oh, Pride
Midsummer?
March. Midsummer.
How did I lose that? Right. Okay. Whoops. Last year we had an event called Who Dares Bottoms, which was a trivia event, which was hosted by Dolly Diamond and Dean Arcuri. That was
I remember hearing the adverts for that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we put on a few events, and I guess the primary portal to see what we do is our Vic Leather website, which is, of course, www.vicleather.org.au.
Now, I wanted to ask, the new lead leather man, Tim.
How cool is he?
Well, I wanted to ask, he's only 23.
Yep.
Are we seeing a new rise or in popularity in leather with young men?
I certainly hope so. I mean, the reality is you go to a lot of the even bear events and guys are wearing harnesses. They're wearing a bit of leather here and there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a very easy crossover into, I guess, an appreciation of possibly a little more, or even keeping it at that early point of, you know, a harness every, you know, 12 months, every 6 months. I think people are just looking for something a little more engaging, a little more fun, something they can grab onto without necessarily having the whole lifestyle concept imposed on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tim is a really cool guy. He was there at our AGM last week. And one thing that I mentioned earlier is the involvement of Vic Leather in the Laird Leatherman and also the creation of the Leather Woman's competition that we look forward to doing. But, you know, working with Tim through his year of the title and just kind of, you know, making the whole concept of leather a lot more accessible to people and, you know, making them realize it's not so much that hard and fast fetish that is a particular lifestyle, but more a concept that you can really enjoy and is accessible.
And a concept of community and coming together and sharing and learning and getting to know one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Primarily, we're a social group.
Yeah.
And everything else kind of hangs off that.
Exactly. Black Ball 3 is on the 15th of November here in the CBD of Melbourne. So keep an eye on vicleather.org.au for more details on that as it approaches.
Absolutely. We'll certainly have a few posters around town as well.
And as we said, Folsom Forever is on Friday, the 5th of September at Hares and Hyenas. So check out both Hares and Hyenas website or
H&H, let's say.
H&H. That's easy for you. Or the Vic Leather website. Con, congratulations on becoming president of Vic Leather.
Thank you.
And we'll be speaking to you multiple times over the next year.
I look forward to it, and I look forward to putting in some pretty amazing things for Melbourne.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.